So the IMB Bank Community Foundation is putting the call out to all Newcastle and Heart of Charity and community groups who are doing it tough to apply for funding. Joining us to have a chat about it is the CEO of IMB Bank, Rob Ryan. Rob, how are we doing?
I'm well, thank you. Today, nice and cold like everyone else, but going well. And thank you. I appreciate that IMB Bank's Community Foundation has been going since 1999, and we really would like to get the message out to all those not-for-profit volunteer organisations that really have been doing it tough, you know, with bushfires, floods and the pandemic, to apply for funding that we're putting out today.
Yeah, that's the tough thing, isn't it? You know, with COVID and all the disasters we've been going for, all those great community groups have actually been hard at work doing what they have to do, and they don't necessarily have time to raise the much-needed funds. So this would be quite welcome, I would have thought.
Yeah, look, it's absolutely amazing. We're absolutely blown away by the sheer amount of work that gets done at a grassroots level that just really goes unrecognised. But these fantastic volunteers have managed to keep that going under the most difficult circumstances, as we know, with particularly the pandemic and the like. And we just want to be able to support them with the funding because they do the great work on the ground.
Rob, have you got an idea of how much IMB has donated since 1999?
Yeah, look, well over $11 million.
Wow.
Over 800 projects, which are all sustainable. And the differences we've seen made by these volunteers is truly inspiring.
How does somebody go about applying for it this year?
Look, it's a very simple task, actually. If you just go to the IMB Bank website, and under the Community Foundation, it leads you through the process. The application form is very easy to fill out, but if there's any issues that you have with it, feel free to drop into the IMB Bank branches or to ring our call centre, and they will help you through the process. And we'd really encourage people. It's quite a simple process.
Is there a deadline?
Yeah, look, the 30th of June, we do get usually about 300 or 400 applications. So
wow.
We try to keep to a fairly strict deadline, the 30th of June. So please go to the website now and apply for the grants. We'd really love to get in behind the groups.
And when do we sort of hear the announcements about the approval of the funding? When does that sort of come out?
Yeah, look, that will be around about September, October. What happens next after this is that we then look at all those projects and our committee actually comes out and visits where it possibly can.
Okay.
Obviously, the last 2 years we've been doing that via the computer, but
yeah.
We're keen to get back out and see the great work that people are doing and experience it and understand. So that's the next phase of it, and then we go about the announcements of the projects that we're funding.
That is fantastic stuff. So if you're a not-for-profit group here in the Upper Hunter, make sure you go to the IMB Bank website and apply for that funding. Get it done before the 30th of June. That's the little bit of homework that you got to do in between your meetings and the other things that you do, and get that much-needed funding so that you can continue doing the great work that you're doing. Rob Ryan from IMB, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Andrew, and thanks for getting the message out. Have a great day.